control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch in hour number two of the program. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. We're going to come back a little bit in a little while and talk some more, continue the conversation about young people in America and how the system, the government, and American culture in general oppresses them and keeps them as infantile as they possibly can, when in fact the young people would like to be as adult as they possibly can. It's two pressures that are constantly fighting one another and that result in the wasted lives of our American youth. We'll come back to that, but we need to go to the phones to Chris in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I've called in before. I called in once before a while ago. I just, you know, I was curious about that poor kid there from Illinois that called in. I used to live up your way, up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a family that's somewhat more than dysfunctional. I think a lot of us do, and I think that's the most important thing. Is if kids are going to take on responsibility, I mean, the foundation, the family unit, the foundation has to be there. I mean, I see so many kids that they have the capability, the capacity. You know, they're intelligent kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know a lot more than we ever did at that age, and yet they don't have the confidence, you know. And I think that's because, you know, that there's more broken families now than there ever were before.
That may be a factor. Or even if you have a family that's together, I know, Julia, you were telling us during one of the breaks that you had a conflict within your parental units as far as what you should be doing as a teenager.
Right. My mother is a always worked for private companies and is a very hardworking woman. And my father has always been a bureaucrat. And my father hated me working when I was young. And my mother encouraged me to work. And I sided with my mother. But my dad used to get very angry and yell at me for working.
Right. Now, what if your dad was more of a controlling jerk than he is and, beat your mom or whatever and didn't allow you to go out and actually work? What would that have done to the situation? What if, you know, what if you've got one parent that has that mentality of, you should be a child as long as you possibly can be a child, and I'm not going to allow you to go out there and work?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, there was a time when kids could be kids.
Wait. You don't think there's anything wrong with what?
There's nothing wrong with kids being kids.
We're talking about kids.
Yeah.
We're talking about young people, teenagers.
Young adults. Okay. Yeah, I remember playing sports. And now a lot of these schools, the government has pulled these programs. Kids don't have anything to do. I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to send them into the cubicles? You know, work as a slave in the corporate world?
You're not a slave if you're working, sir.
There's a lot of people that don't like the jobs that they do. My wife would be a perfect example. She doesn't really enjoy, her work. But, you know, there are people out there. For me, for instance, I wanted to go to work at a pretty young age. And how frustrating would that have been for me? And how would that frustration have played out if, for whatever reason, I wasn't able to go work? I mean, I just think that different people are different, and there shouldn't be rules set
right for,
you know, one size fits all.
Yeah, Chris, if you want to coddle your kids and keep them children as long as they possibly can, that's your business
as a parent. I'm saying that it should really be entirely up to the family to talk about it, to discuss it. Not the government. I mean, that's what liberty is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
having the divine right to your children. And if they think they're ready, you give them a shot. I mean, it's all up to the family. It's not about the government. It's
That's
not
the
about
way it should be.
The schools.
That, I agree with you on that. Let's let the families decide. Unfortunately, if a family decides that they want their kids to be able to go out into the workplace early on, they're not allowed to. The government steps in and prevents it. So that's truly tragic. Luckily for me, my mother owned her own thrift store down in Sarasota, Florida. So when I was a young person, I was able to go in because it was her business and work for mom. In that particular case, there's an exemption. But had I wanted to go and work for somebody else, it just wouldn't have been possible or they would have been breaking the law.
Yeah, I agree there, but there's no question about it. The family is extremely important, and if someone's going to be young enough to take the responsibility of starting a family, that's something they need to follow through with. Like this kid that called you from Illinois a while back.
Yeah, with his 19-year-old wife that wants to divorce him after having two kids.
Well, I mean, you can't honestly say that she's following through with that responsibility.
No way.
Coming from a broken family myself, I know that it's a lifetime of you harbor a lot of anger towards the broken family, the things that should have been and weren't, and those things come into play. I mean, if this guy doesn't want his kids to hate him for the next 20 years, he needs to, because someday they're going to grow up and they're going to wake up. They're going to say, hey, hey, Dad, why didn't you do this? Or how come we never did that? And where were you? And that's the most important thing. Otherwise, these kids are going to be—they're going to end up out on the street. They're going to—you know—they might be—you know—they might want to start their own business, like you said. They might want to do these things and can't, but they won't have the self-confidence because there's no family values, there's no family structure. They haven't had that, and they walk around. I see these kids walk around the street. They stare at the ground. They don't look up; they look down.
Interesting point, interesting observation. Chris,
yeah.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. He's referring to a call we got last hour from a younger listener. I think he was 20 or I think he was about to
he
turn 21.
20, yeah.
His girlfriend is 19, and they got married right out of high school, got her knocked up, and so she pumped out two kids in pretty much 2 years, and now she's decided that she wants to go off and get a divorce so she can go have sex with some more guys, I guess, and really live her life, even though she's already become an adult. And this reflects on what we've been talking about throughout the show, is that young people in America are told to be children as long as they possibly can. Unfortunately, that's what they're told. That's what society wants them to do. On the other hand, the young people want to be adults, and they want to do adult things. So they haven't really learned responsibility, unless they happen to have parents that allowed them to work and, broke the rules and all that. So they haven't really learned responsibility, as is the case with this guy's wife who wants to divorce him. She's never really gotten the whole responsibility thing, but then all of a sudden, pop, pop, two kids come into her life, and then she decides that, time to stop this. I don't want to have anything to do with this. I don't want to take care of these kids. I want to go and party on the weekends. I'm 19. I should be a child here. I don't want these kids.
You see, it's not being a child. It's just being irresponsible. Once you have two kids,
it's not being a child. It's I don't want to be an adult. Okay, now about that.
Because there's plenty of irresponsible adults out there. The problem is
I don't call them adults. Adult children.
Fine, whatever. I guess it doesn't really matter. The fact is, she's got responsibilities. She doesn't want those responsibilities, and that's a darn shame.
Right.
Because people are going to suffer.
If she had, as a young person, been encouraged to develop her sense of responsibility, which is what we're talking about here, allowing kids to make adult decisions, allowing kids, young people with the consent of their parents, to go out into the workplace. If she had a job at 14 or 13 or 12 or had started her own business back then, imagine what that would have done for her mentality at the age of 19. It would have been she would be a totally different person today, and she might not have been so irresponsible as to have even gotten knocked up in the first place. Because, again, we don't effectively teach kids about sex. They learn it from their friends. They learn it from watching pornos, and they don't really come to understand what it's really all about. And so there's so much tragedy. It's just amazing. We'll come back to more talking about kids, but we need to go to the phones and talk to Royce in Kansas City. Royce, you're on Free Talk Live. Royce, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I called in to talk about going to jail the other night because I was walking down the highway.
You were jailed for walking down the highway?
Yeah, I was. I was out taking a walk, and a cop pulled up just past me, and I didn't want to stop for him. I just kept on walking. He told me to stop, and I raised my arms out, and I kept walking, and I said, I don't have any weapons, and I'm not hurting anybody, and I just want to take a walk. And he tackled me.
There's a lot more to your story. I've read the details on our bulletin board system. I think, Mark, you probably have not heard anything about this yet.
No, I don't know anything about it.
This is an amazing and outrageous story, something that happened to one of our listeners. We have him on the line. His name is Royce. We're going to come back with his full story here in moments. 1-800-259-9231, walking down the highway and tackled by the police and much, much more. This is Free Talk Live. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udad.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com, udad.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring in whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All of the features on our site are completely free, so you can enjoy those on us, and that includes the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Go grab them up on us. That's freetalklive.com.
Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats can leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that at KeepYourAssets.net, they can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. KeepYourAssets.net.
Let's go back to the phones, as one of our longtime listeners is calling in here. Royce in Kansas City, arrested recently for apparently walking down the road. Start at the beginning, Royce. What happened?
Well, just like that. I was walking down the road. I was going south on I-35 on the shoulder of the road. And
you were on the interstate?
I was on the interstate.
Okay.
And I saw a cop pull up, right in front of me, and he got out of the car. I held my arms to the side, and I said, I don't have any weapons, and I'm not hurting anybody, and I just want to take a walk. And he said some things to me. I wasn't really paying attention. I got the gist of it. He wanted me to stop and talk to him. I didn't feel like talking to him. And he told me, I'll take you down if I have to. And I held my arms out to the sides, and I said, you do what you got to do. And that's when he took me down by my left arm. And he didn't hurt me too bad. As soon as he touched me, I went with it. I knew he'd hurt me if I gave him an excuse. And then his friend, I didn't know he was alone. I thought he was alone at first. Another guy comes up behind me, and he grabs my right arm, and he punches me twice. Very hard.
Why would this man punch you? I mean, had you lashed out? Had you?
I totally went limp. I wasn't trying to go to federal prison for assaulting a police officer.
Right.
I totally went limp. My only guess is he wanted to. He enjoyed it.
He could. He knew he'd get away with it.
Yeah. Hopefully, now they tell me they have little cameras on the front of those police cars, and hopefully we got him on camera like that. I think it was pretty clear that I wasn't fighting. Not at all.
Gotcha.
And then they picked me up. They put heavy handcuffs on me. And we got up, and I went ahead and stood up with their encouragement, and one of them ordered me to walk. And that's when I decided, no, walking isn't something I feel like doing anymore, and I went limp. I made him drag me in the police car.
Basically doing a Russell Canning or
Lauren Canario thing, because Russell knows that because he has a Y chromosome, and if he didn't cooperate with the police, they would kick the dog crap out of him.
Right,
yes, they would.
I'm surprised they didn't do to you as a result of that.
Well, we'll get to that. But yes, whenever he said walk, it's exactly what I thought. I thought of Russell Canning right away, and I said, no, I don't think I will. I'm not going to do your job for you. I'm not on your payroll. And we went to the police station. We got there. I talked to the police officer along the way. I asked him if he had better things to do with his time. He said, I have a lot of better things to do with my time. So I asked him, well, why don't you go do it? And he didn't respond to things like that. Eventually, we got to the police station. And he asked me if I was going to come peacefully. And I told him, well, I'll come peacefully, but I won't do it voluntarily.
Yeah, I love that line. That's awesome. Did you make that up?
Yeah. So a bunch of cops, they grabbed me, and they dragged me into holding cell. Of course, they're just carrying me, and it hurt. There was a lot of pressure against my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got into the holding cell is when it got really rough. Now, I hadn't fought them at all at this time. They had 7 cops, they counted later, down on me, and, they twisted me all kinds of different ways, and they shackled my feet, and they don't normally do that. They don't shackle everybody's feet who comes in there and sits in the holding cell. They did that because I wasn't making their life easy. And so
Julia, you've been in a holding cell before. Did they shackle your feet?
I've gone to jail for suspended licenses and pay a ticket, things like that. No, they didn't.
How many times have you been in jail before this, Chris?
4.
Okay.
Or I've a bad habit of not paying tickets.
I've been in jail once when I was 18 years old. I spent the night in a holding cell, and I got shackles.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I was in jail for murder, and I didn't get shackles.
Oh, okay.
Mine was for possession of under 1 gram of marijuana.
I kept my mouth shut and said yes, sir, when the cops talked to me, though.
Right.
I just want to point out the difference here.
All right, so they have shackled you, and they started to rough you up in the holding cell.
Yeah, okay. They pushed on me. There was one guy who was really twisting on my ankle a lot, and I turned around and made eye contact with him, and I asked him, why would you do that? And I can't see any reason except for the fun of hurting me.
He was twisting your ankle?
He was twisting my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
It was painful. I mean,
wow.
It was back behind me. I was on my stomach. I don't know exactly what was going on. I know it hurt. It hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And I asked him, why would you do that? And, and he looked away. I think I accused him before that of doing it just for fun, and he looked away, and I laughed at him. I knew what it meant, and I said, I play a little poker, and you did that just for fun, didn't you? And at this point, I'm in fairly good spirits, and I'm looking at him, and I'm laughing, and he wouldn't make eye contact after that.
Interesting.
So I'm sitting there in the jail for a while, and my arm starts hurting. This is when it got really bad. I wasn't going to answer their questions. They didn't ask them for a while. But this bruise on my arm, because I was immobile, turned out it hurt a lot. It hurt a whole lot, and I asked them to take it off for several hours. I'm like, guys, this really hurts.
You're talking about the handcuffs, the way you had your arm in the behind your back in the cuffs?
Yeah, this bruise right above my elbow. I think if I just could have moved it around, you know, I've had bruises in, you know, on a major muscle before, and you got to move them around a little bit and get some blood to them.
From where the cop had hit you earlier?
Yeah, he hit me twice.
Right.
He hit me twice, and it sure felt like he hit me pretty hard.
So as a result of having the handcuffs and your arms twisted a certain way, it was exacerbating the pain from the bruising.
It hadn't gotten too bad yet. It hadn't gotten too bad yet. But someone set up a camera, and I'm telling the camera, this really hurts, guys. And you know, I'm not a danger, and I'd like you to let my right arm go and let me move this around because I'm in a lot of pain. And I got nothing. You know, people came in and they asked me questions, and I wouldn't answer the questions. And eventually they told me they would let my arm go if I answered all of their questions. And,
that sounds like a threat.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, that sounds kind of coercive to me. Sounds torturesque.
And, they told me, I said, fine, you know what? You let my arm go and I answer questions. And they said, no, you answer the questions and then we'll let your arm go. Well, I didn't believe that.
Wow.
So I sat there again. I sat there for a lot longer. I have no idea how long it really was. All I know is that the first time I saw a clock was noon. This happened at about 2 a.m.
Okay.
Anyway, it gets worse. My arm gets a lot worse. People come in, people go out. I ask as many of them, I ask all of them, please let my arm go. This really hurts. Why are you doing this to me? And none of them answered. Some of them told me they were doing it because I wasn't answering their questions. Some of them told me as soon as I did whatever they wanted that I wouldn't hurt anymore. And I think that's exactly the way I put it. You know, it's a little hard to get out sometimes.
Yeah, this was just a couple days ago, right?
It was just a couple days ago, and it gets worse. It gets worse. It got pretty bad. Anyway, they were hurting me for fun.
Gosh.
Eventually, after all this, I'm guessing this is 5 hours later. Roughly 5 hours later, I think.
So you've had at least 5 hours where your arm has been in almost excruciating pain.
My arm hurts. My arm hurts a lot, and I started hyperventilating from time to time. I was crying. I was begging for help. People would come in the window and smile and laugh at me.
They enjoyed it. They were eating up your pain. They loved to see you in this condition. Hold on. We're going to bring you back for the rest of your story. It's Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. We're back with Royce in Kansas City. Now, Royce, you're telling us a pretty disturbing story. It's something that happened to you a matter of hours ago, a couple of days ago. You were walking down the highway there in the Kansas City area, and a cop came, tackled you. You weren't harming anybody. Another one of the police hit you very hard twice in the arm. You had just gone limp. You weren't fighting these cops. You weren't resisting them in the least, but they assaulted and attacked you. They took you back to the station where they twisted your ankle. Then they turned when they cuffed you, your arms were in such a position that the bruising from the punches you had received earlier were very, very exacerbated by the position that you were in, causing you a lot of pain, which you were left that way for hours as you were pleading with them to just simply loosen your arm up a little bit so you could perhaps move it around and get some blood flowing to the area. And it's not exactly easy for you to recall the story, but I'm glad you're here sharing it with our listeners because I think it's important. It's yet another example of how out of control, how authoritarian, how sick and twisted some of the people in the police departments of America can be. So let's pick up the story. You're in some sort of a detainment cell. You've been cuffed. You've been shackled. Your arm is still in severe pain, and people are coming by looking and laughing at you.
That's correct. They are laughing at me. And I ask all of them, please, I just want to move my arm. why would you do this? How could another human being do this to another person?
Well, I can answer that. They're sadists. Being a police officer puts you in a position of power over others, and inevitably people with that sort of power, or positions rather, with that sort of power, will attract those who would like to wield it.
You know, and I accused them. I used the exact word sadist a few times, and they would smirk. Because as they'd come to the window, I'd ask them, you know, do you feel good about what you're doing? And they wouldn't answer. I asked one person, do you enjoy hurting people? Does causing pain and suffering make you feel warm and fuzzy inside? I remember this one particularly well. You know, I tried. I had more lucid moments. I was going back and forth between hyperventilating and crying, and I kind of focused, and I tried to get a sense of humor, and I talked to these people, and I talked to the camera. But I asked him, and he said, yes, it does make me feel warm and fuzzy inside. And I asked him to look at the camera. The camera was beside him. The camera didn't see him. I'm hoping there was a microphone. And he really did it. He said, causing pain and suffering makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
I'm just stunned by that admission.
I couldn't believe it. I laughed. I gave such a huge belly laugh. You know, I didn't hurt so bad for about 15 seconds because that's just... It's unbelievable.
What else can you do in that situation? You're not laughing because it's funny. You're laughing because it's just so outrageously sick and absurd and unbelievable. But yet there it is, a cop actually turning to you. And did he actually say that right into the camera?
Oh, yeah, but the camera wasn't... He was facing the camera. He was directly beside it. So I don't know if there was a microphone. I don't know if it caught it. I heard him. I heard him through the grass.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
What happened next?
Well, you know, the pain increases. The first hour wasn't so bad. The fourth hour was just unbearable.
Yeah.
It was really unbearable. And I decided that I didn't want this pain anymore, and I'd rather be in a straitjacket with my arms in front of me than the way I am back where my arm can't move. I thought maybe if I could move my arm in front of me, I'd feel a little better. And I'm pretty much losing my mind at this point. It's very clear. I sure hope I can get a hold of that tape. And at the same hand, I kind of hope no one ever sees it. I was in very, very bad shape. So I decided I'm going to run my head into this wall. And best case scenario, I knock myself out and I wake up in the infirmary where people don't like to hurt people.
You must have been in a desperate state.
He says in his story, which is on our BBS, you can read all of the detail. It's called Roycerson Goes to Jail Under the General Forum. You say multiple times you felt as though you were going insane.
I really did. I lost my mind. It was. I can't. You know. I've
spent 18 hours in a holding cell, and even though I did not experience any of the horrible things that you're talking about now, I understand completely where you're coming from as far as going insane is concerned.
No, I think that the pain was probably driving
you. Well, I understand, but, I mean, just being locked in a cell for a while, especially when you haven't done anything wrong and you've been up all night, mine was at night like yours was.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
It really gets to you.
So there you are, you're going nuts and you're about to run your head into the wall. What happened then?
Oh, well, that's exactly what I did. I tried to run my head into the wall. I did run my head into the wall as fast as I could, and I was shackled. I couldn't get much speed.
What, was someone watching when you did that?
Absolutely. In fact, I just tried to get his attention. Previous to this, I had finally said, okay, I will answer all your questions, and then you'll cuff me. Fine, we'll do that. And then the guy said that. He smiled, and he walked away. I saw
right.
the back
at
of
that
his
point,
head.
At that point, he must make you suffer for having them made them wait this long and not have followed orders up to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you ran yourself into the wall.
Right, and then it was about a half an hour after that. About a half an hour after I said, I will do whatever you want. I actually told one officer that I would perform fellatio on him if he would just let my arm go.
Wow.
And he laughed.
You must have been in quite a state.
I'm sorry?
You must have been in quite a state.
It was, you know, I can't believe it. It's hard to admit that he laughed, and he went over, he told the other guy, and he said, hey, guess what this guy just said? That was a good time. They liked seeing me like that.
Yep. Sickos.
Yeah. And, you know, there were, through the course of the night, about 15 of them, and I don't know, I don't think there was one. There was not one who said, why do we got to do this to this guy? Not one.
Well, I must say that they must deal with some of the craziest things in those county jails, in the induction area of those county jails.
I don't care. It's no excuse. You deal with each individual on an individual basis based on how they are acting and treating you.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Deal with some crazy crap.
So what
have
happened,
to ignore a lot of screaming people.
What happened after you ran your head into the concrete?
Well, I didn't get a straitjacket. What I got was a chair. A chair with lots of straps, and it had a recess for my elbows so I could stay cuffed behind my back.
Oh, good.
So you had hoped that by running yourself into the wall, they would put you in a straitjacket so you could get your arm in front of you to get a little bit of blood to it and relieve the pain. But instead, they managed to bring you into some sort of a torture chair where you were strapped into the chair.
Right.
And
right.
With your arm still behind you.
And I can only guess I might have spent an hour and a half in that chair. And the thing about that chair, my arm felt a little better for a little while. Because
any kind
it was
of change
a
of position probably
position.
Did.
But right. Anytime I moved around, it was like a constrictor. The handcuffs would slide down on my wrist a little bit anytime I moved at all, and they would hurt more.
Mm.
So, you know, it's the same. I broke even. Really, the sitting still, it didn't bother me, but my arm hurt. It hurt. I can't explain it. It was the most intense, prolonged pain I've ever felt.
Wow. Where does it end, Royce? What else?
Well, eventually they let me out. The guy who was letting me out stepped on my toe, and he was, you know, putting a lot of weight on my toe as he's taking this off. And why you got to step on my toe like that, man? You know, is there any purpose to that? You know I'm not a danger to you. And he moved his foot from my toe. And I said, oh, good, thank you. You moved your foot from my toe. I appreciate it. And he put his foot right back on my toe.
Just sick, man. Just
yeah. It is.
That's
it
torture,
is.
Dude. That is torture, in my opinion.
At this point, I'm going to do and say and sign whatever they want.
Right.
Whatever you want me to do, man. And so at that point, they took my mugshot, and they fingerprinted me. And within about 20 minutes, I saw a judge. So that means I know it's business hours now. I spent at least 6 hours in those rooms, and I think it was longer.
Then you were finally, after all this time, and you had asked some of the cops during this entire ordeal what it was that they were even charging you with. They
That's
didn't
correct.
Tell you.
In the car on the way to the police station, I asked the police officer, I said, what am I being charged with? He said, walking on a highway. Well, I'm like, what law is that, you know? And he said, it's your responsibility to know the law.
Hang on. We'll tell the final part of the story here, is the portion of getting out of jail. And we'll find out what the other charges were as well. There was a handful of them. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, though we would like you to voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you purchase through amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. The fact is, you're going to have to do that shopping anyway. You got to buy stuff to live. You might as well buy it at amazon.freetalklive.com, and there are 41 categories that you can shop from, everything from their huge book selection, of course, to DVDs, office products, furniture, baby stuff, accessories. There's so many categories. Groceries, one of their brand new categories. amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Help Free Talk Live all at the same time. As we go back to Royce in Kansas City telling us a pretty disturbing story that gets more and more disturbing as it goes along, arrested for walking down the highway, beaten by the cops in that particular case. He was not out of control. In fact, he had gone limp, basically, and then put into a jail cell, ankle twisted, arms cuffed behind his back, which again, his arm was attacked by the cop earlier, so it was bruised, which made being in the cuffs in the position he was in very, very difficult. The pain became so unbearable, you had driven yourself insane at that point. You rammed your head into a concrete wall, hoping they would put you into a straitjacket, when in fact that just made them tie you down to some sort of weird restraining chair where your arms were still behind your back. And after several hours of this torture, and one sadistic cop actually admitting his sadism to you, and another cop standing on your toes with all of his weight, they finally put you in front of a judge, where you were then charged with what?
I was charged with obstructing a legal process.
Why didn't they charge you with walking on the highway, or did you get that charge as well?
Well, in the end, I did forget a ticket after I left with walking on the highway. I want to go back just a little bit. And when they did get me out of the chair, they had come and taken pictures of my arm, but I don't think they got my elbow in the frame where I was actually hurt. He was up on my shoulder. But when I got out, I wanted to show him my arm and how bad it hurt. And I was swollen probably about 2 inches. If I held my arm straight, there was about a 2-inch hump on the other side of my elbow, by my tricep. By two inches swollen, and then 4 to 6 inches around.
Mm.
And I showed him my other arm, and I'm like, look. And you know what he said? He said, you're just buff, man.
Well, I'm sure they make a lot of excuses for swollen arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you got charged, or you appeared in front of the judge. And
I appeared in front of the judge.
What happened?
I didn't say anything. I said yes and no. It was very short. It was a video arraignment. Mm-hmm. They just took me to another room, and I looked at a TV.
And then they let you out?
Well, no, they didn't let me out. She said I won $2,000 bond. A $2,000 bond. And at this point, they told me I would go to court the next day if I didn't bond out. But if I did, I would go back to court on June 13th. July 13th.
Okay.
I still had not got my phone call. And actually, it hadn't even occurred to me. I was in that kind of much pain. It hadn't even occurred to me to call anybody.
Right.
And they bring me back, and they put me in a holding cell. This time, I'm totally unrestrained. Obviously, they didn't really think I was a danger to myself because
How
I wasn't restrained. They didn't think I was a danger to anyone.
Why are you in a holding cell? Because you need to arrange for the bond?
I couldn't have a phone call yet.
I see.
They were going to hold me there until they wanted to take me somewhere else. And I asked, and at that point, I asked for a phone call. I knocked on the window, and I asked for a phone call, and the guy said no. And I waited, and I said, you know, I'm not going to have this. I waited about 2 minutes. No, I'm just going to start making noise, and they're going to give me my phone call. I get a phone call.
No, they're not.
Exactly. They never did. I never did get a free phone call. So I did. I knocked on the window again, and I asked for a phone call, and he said no. And I said, when? He said 4 hours. And that's not acceptable. I waited about 30 seconds, and I asked for a phone call again, and I told him I was going to keep bothering him until I got my phone call. And that's when I was told that three cops came in and said that I swung at them. And why should he do anything for me? Because I'm out there assaulting police officers.
You swung at the cops?
No. No, I didn't.
That's just what they claimed.
Yeah, that's what he said to me. And, you know, he was real hostile and mean and looking at me like I'm the worst guy in the world.
So then what?
Well, so I sat in the hole. I asked one more time. I asked one more time, and that's when they threatened to shackle me to the bench if I asked for another for a phone call again.
Right. Okay.
Now, I was in a holding cell. I was with another guy. He was sleeping, and I kind of felt bad making all this noise. And I apologized to it. He said, don't worry about it. So there's no point in shackling me to a bench. That's just torture. There'd be no other reason. Then we don't want to give you your phone call, and we're going to shackle you to the bench to prove it.
Okay.
Eventually, I don't know when it was noon. It was noon when I got out because that was lunchtime. And they let me out, and look, there were phones there. There were phones on the other side of the wall in this holding cell I was in. There was, you know, I was literally 4 feet from a phone.
Why did they decide to let you out? How did you post the bail?
I think they had
bail
to beat me. And there were several other people in the holding cell, and this was a little area.
You think they let you out because they didn't want to give you a bologna sandwich?
I'm sorry?
You think they let you out because they didn't want to give you a bologna sandwich?
No. They let me out of this holding cell. I'm sorry.
Oh, let you out of the holding cell. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So then you're like, then you're able to walk around the jail, basically?
Well, it's a booking room. It's just a small little area.
Got it.
And there's phones there. Hey, look, phones. And you can only call collect unless you have a code. One of the other inmates tells me that guy is supposed to give you a code so you can make your free phone call.
Got it.
That was the guy who threatened to shackle me to the bench.
He's probably not going to be a lot of
my
help.
Code. He gave me one, and it didn't work.
Oh, man.
Okay, go on.
And as it turns out of the 5 people that were there in this area, not one of their codes worked. Nobody got a free phone call that
nice
day.
Nice.
I don't know if that's just always the way it is, and they just decided to stop giving phone calls.
They just want to mess with you. They just want to mess with you. That's all it is.
So I made a collect phone call, and at this point, I'm afraid that I'm also on federal charges, and I'm going to go to the federal penitentiary for assaulting a police officer. And that was scary.
Oh, no. He didn't do anything about that assaulting the police officer thing unless they came in and gave you a beatdown.
I'm sorry?
Unless they came in and gave you a beatdown, no one's going to believe for a second that you swung on an officer.
Well, that's probably true, isn't it?
You need broken limbs if you swung on an officer.
But he believed it at that time because the cops had come in and made the claim that, oh, you swung against us. And so Royce, at that period, you know, in that period of time, in his state of mind, fully believed them that was going to be another charge.
Royce, you got less than
a couple minutes to wrap this story up, man. What else do you have to share with us?
Well, eventually I got out. I'm being charged with walking on a highway, pedestrian under the influence, and...
Pedestrian under the influence.
I had had 6 drinks in 4 hours, and I weigh 160 pounds.
Did they test you?
No, they did not. Never.
Okay. That's the first question you ask, and that charge is taken care of. Now, here's the question I have. Sort of looking back on it, I think you probably realize that to some extent you could have done things in order to not have gotten into this level of trouble, right?
Well, you know, I could have picked a different road, but I was already agitated. I'm not going to lie. I got in an argument with my girlfriend, and I just wanted to walk. You know, so
I'm not asking you to explain that. I'm just saying you know that there are other choices you could have made, and the night would have gone a lot easier. In retrospect, what do you think? I mean, you did sort of this protest thing. You had your opportunity to see just how bad the cops would be if you just simply did not cooperate, if you exercised your right to silence, your right to walk down the road, exercised your rights. You saw how cruel they would be to you. In retrospect, do you think you accomplished anything? Do you...
Actually, I hope I did.
What do you think?
My brother-in-law, I ran into him, and he's heard I'm going to jail, and I explained to him that I needed some time to get some phone numbers to take care of some things, and somehow he decided to throw in, "You're not black, you must have had it coming." I know. And now he's listening to the show right now, and he's read that post, and I think I might have, he might have seen something, and among a few other people.
You're saying that your experience has helped persuade others outside of the jail that maybe liberty is something they should look at? Is that what you're saying?
Is that too much to ask?
I don't think you would be the only one who can answer those questions. I'm simply asking. I know that I would not have done what you did in those circumstances. At least I would have broken significantly sooner than you did.
What are you going to do about the charges?
I just don't know yet. I just don't know. I don't want to give them any money. I'm not going to pay them so that they can use that money to do it to somebody else. I might sit in jail for a month. I might sit in jail for a year. I mean, that's what I'm looking at.
You've got a lot to think about, and keep us informed as to what happens as your case develops. I know there are some people that are suggesting, that you get a lawyer. I, of course, have suggested that you look into possibly maybe calling the judge under the carpet by not acknowledging their authority and all of that. And there are different ways to approach this, and I'm interested to find out what you end up deciding to do. And, of course, what happens. Royce, thanks for the call. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
People